You are listening to AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, broadcasting to all of Waterloo Region. On June 1st, 2017, the Algonquins of Barrier Lake continued their struggle against mining on their territory as they approached Copper One at the company's annual general meeting in Toronto. Copper One has been attempting to mine on Barrier Lake territory without the community's consent since they took over mining claims there in 2011. Barrier Lake is firm in their stance that they do not want mining on their territory, much of which is known as La Vérendrye Wildlife Reserve, since it would cause irreparable harms. The community is party to bilateral and trilateral agreements with the provincial and federal governments that make the need for the community's say in resource projects clear. However, the Quebec and Canadian governments have not upheld their side of the agreements, forcing the community to continue to fight for their right to make decisions about what happens on their territory. Currently, Copper One's claims are suspended, a status which the company is fighting in court. While community members have attended Copper One's AGM in the past, this year, Copper One took a more aggressive approach at the meeting, having called law enforcement, which attempted multiple times to forcibly remove community representative Norman Matchuan before enduring his statement to the company's board. In this episode, you will hear drumming from Barrier Lake Youth, followed by a speech Norman Matchuan delivered in the lobby of the building where Copper One was holding their AGM. You will then hear an interview with Norman and another clip of a speech he gave outside the AGM. We then speak with Sherry Pasternak of Barrier Lake Solidarity and hear speeches from the Mining Injustice Solidarity Network and Barrier Lake Solidarity, which were delivered at the demonstration outside of the AGM. As this piece was being published, journalist Jorge Barrera tweeted that Quebec has refused Copper One's permit to cut down trees in Barrier Lake's traditional territory. It emerged Thursday evening, unquote. AWOL Radio will follow up with Barrier Lake as the impacts of this news become clear. Check grandrivermc.ca for updates. The following audio and interviews were gathered by journalist and activist Rachel Avery. Please enjoy.
Jail. Our youth are prepared to go to jail. They're the ones that are learning do. You know, we don't want money from mining. We want our free, prior, informed consent to be recognized. Canada is a signatory to that. And we will not allow mining on our territory. Again, we will not allow it. We will not allow it. Never. With the help of these supporters and many around Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, those are the people behind us. And those are the people that are going to help us stop this. We're only a community of 300 people, 300 strong. And we will shut down 117 if it comes to that. We will shut down moose hunting. We will shut down forestry operations. Quebec's economy will suffer. This is how far we're willing to go to stop the mining on our territory. Woo!
Norman Matuan from the Algonquins of Barrier Lake, and this is just after the Copper One annual general meeting. So, Norm, can you tell us why you're here today?
Well, we're here to tell Copper One that we're not going to allow the mining to happen on our territory. They have an 80-kilometer project called the River Doree, and that's within 4 or 5 kilometers away from our traditional settlement, and we're not going to allow that. There's a lot of, you know, spring water that we use around the area. There's an abundance of moose, you know, bears, wolves, eagles. So we're not going to allow mining companies to destroy our territory, our water, and our wildlife. This is what sustains my community. And, you know, the community is 100% behind the opposition, you know, and we're going to do everything we can to stop this. And we're not going to try, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Did Copper One do any form of consultation or consent granted with your community?
No, Copper One never consulted with my community. You know, Quebec Mining Act does not require a mining company to consult with a First Nation community. You know, the Mining Act does not recognize, you know, our rights when we say no. So, you know, we're going to challenge the constitutionality of the Quebec Mining Act to respect Indigenous rights when we say no to mining.
And what's the history of Copper One's actions trying to do mining on your community?
Well, they've identified 14 exploratory drilling locations, and we have those locations, and we'll be monitoring those locations. You know, we've set up the land protection camp to make sure that the drilling process does not start. You know, right now they've collected surface samples from back in 2010. And, you know, that's how far they've gone. And, you know, we've been very active and, you know, raising that awareness and support.
So when you went to the meeting today, what happened when you went inside?
They wouldn't let me film the meeting. They wouldn't let me film anything. They grabbed me. They tried to force me out. And I told them, you know, you're assaulting me. I don't have my hand on you. All I want to do is read my statement and be on my way. That's simple as that.
And you had been granted access through a share, had you not?
Yes, you know, we do have. I do have a share through the Solidarity support, and I got in as a proxy, and you know, that gave me the right to be there. And I was I was forcibly, you know, grabbed, you know, by the arm. And, you know, I told them again, all I want to do is read my statement. And after they grabbed me, both securities, Scott Moore, the president, said, we'll let him make a statement. That's the way it went down in there.
So what's next for your opposition to this project?
Well, what's next is we're going to be making the trip to Quebec City with for the court hearing for Copper One versus Quebec, because Copper One right now is suing Quebec for deforestation permits that were denied to Copper One by Quebec. So that hearing is on June 9, and we're going to be traveling over there and to be there to make sure we are heard.
And what can people do to support?
To be there with us, I guess, if they are around Quebec City. If not, then to continue spreading the awareness, you know, whatever information we put out on Facebook. Even donations, you know, because we're intervening in that court case so that we can put in our arguments why we're stopping this mining. You know, we have obtained Eco-Justice Canada to represent us along with lawyers from University of Ottawa and Quebec lawyers. So Barrier Lake is going to attend that hearing.
Any final thoughts?
No means no. That's simple as that.
And we are here today to stop Copper One from drilling on our territory. We are here to stop them from an open pit mine. Copper One or Quebec never came for our consent, and we will never give them our consent. Now, Barrier Lake lives on unceded Algonquin territory, where we still occupy through hunting, fishing, trapping. The younger generation is learning from the bush, medicine, the animals that sustain our community. Copper One has an 80-kilometer river dory project right in the heart of our territory, kilometers away from our settlement. You know, they think we will not pipe down, but we've been at a land protection camp since October. You know, we got news for them. We've been criminalized. We've been pepper sprayed. We've been tear gassed. We'll do it all over again. Because mining is not sustainable. It's a permanent damage, and we see that all over the world. We see that 150 kilometers from our community in Val-d'Or, in Malartic. We've seen the open pit mine. We've seen the permanent damage. This is why our future generations depends on the territory. You know, for so many years, you know, we've been working for a sustainable development plan, which does not include mining. Because in our views, you know, we're never going to allow it. You know, we're willing to shut down the 117. We're willing to shut down forestry operations, sports hunting. You know, all these developments that happen on our territory. You know, this is how far we're willing to go to prove to the fact that we will not back down. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. We really appreciate it. You know, we've made a lot of awareness since October, since we started. You know, but we started in 2011. We've been to the AGA in Montreal, Copper One's AGA. We've been here 2 years ago for the same reason, to continue to deliver our message of no mining, no consent from Barrier Lake.
My name is Shiri Pasternak, and I work with Barrier Lake Solidarity. What was happening in Toronto today?
Today, Barrier Lake community members drove 8 hours to attend an annual general meeting of Copper One and to tell Copper One that there would be absolutely no mining on their territory where Copper One has stakes right now.
And what's the history of Copper One and Barrier Lake?
Copper One bought their mining, basically took over Cartier Resources in 2011, and Barrier Lake have not given their consent to mining on their territory, and so they came today to tell them once again that there would be no mining on their unceded Algonquin land.
And what happened at the annual general meeting today?
Well, you know, last time we came, we just walked into the board meeting. We sat down and we waited for the board of directors to come in, and Barrier Lake and other community members spoke their piece and we talked for an hour and then left, and this time they were expecting us, and so they decided that they really didn't want to hear from the voices of the people whose land they were attempting to exploit, and so they were not allowing community members into the meeting, and they had a strong police presence, a strong security presence, a strong row of legal counsel waiting for us to tell us that we couldn't go into the meeting today. But Norman Machuan, who was holding a proxy share, was able to get into the meeting and to tell the board of directors in no uncertain terms that there would be no mining on Algonquin lands.
Can you maybe comment just a little bit further on the role of police in this issue with Copper One and on the conflict between Copper One and Barrier Lake?
Today, the police were called by Copper One themselves. The police admitted that they were not called by building security to deal with the trespass issue, as they called it, but the company themselves had asked them to come and remove the protesters, which Barrier Lakers astutely pointed out was a major contradiction in the fact that Copper One is actually trespassing on Algonquin land according to their unceded Aboriginal title and what the Supreme Court has said about the need for Indigenous consent on Aboriginal title lands. But Copper One insisted that Barrier Lake were the ones trespassing by trying to come to the meeting and voice their concerns as the proper title holders of their land.
And what is Barrier Lake Solidarity doing to support, and what can other people who would like to support do to help this cause?
Barrier Lake is taking cues, as it always does, from the community in terms of what kind of support is needed. So we were asked to organize a presence at the Copper One meeting in order so that shareholders know that Copper One isn't properly disclosing the risk and the proprietary issues at stake. And we'll continue to support Barrier Lake either with financial resources or with political support by organizing in Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, wherever the need is, in order to bring attention and awareness to this issue.
And where can people go to find out more?
BarrierLakeSolidarity.org.
Across City who are fighting for social justice, like Mining Solidarity and Justice Network, and No One Is Illegal, and church groups and other groups who have supported Barrier Lake over the last 10 years. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to come out here today. It's deeply appreciated. I want to say a couple words on the eve of Canada's birthday party and the way that Barrier Lake is really blowing out those candles. All of the promises of reconciliation, Justin Trudeau's campaign promises to honor the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, which affirms free and prior informed consent of Indigenous people. I want to highlight the fact that what's happening on Barrier Lake's lands really shows the lie of that promise of the Crown Prince Justin Trudeau. And on the eve of Canada's so-called birthday party, where Confederation was a non-event for Indigenous people, where they were not in the room, they were not considered as partners, their governance systems, structures, and legal orders were not included in Canada's constitution. Here today we see the assertion of Indigenous law, of Algonquin decision-making power on their lands. And I want to thank everyone for being here today, because if we recognize Algonquin jurisdiction, if we recognize the Algonquin's right to say no, then our power becomes Algonquin power, and we can work together and have a real vision of coexistence, and not the kind of bullshit rhetoric and PR that's being pumped out, with millions and millions of dollars being pumped out across this country, when the reality is, on the ground, people are still fighting daily for survival. So thank you so much to the Algonquins of Barrier Lake for working tirelessly to defend their lands. We honor you. We honor the fact that you drove 9 hours to be here and disrupt that meeting to come face to face with people who are trying to destroy your land. So thank you.
You have been listening to AWOL Radio for June 9th, 2017. Focusing on the Algonquins of Barrier Lake's ongoing battle against mining company Copper One. For more information on this situation, check out barrierlakesolidarity.org. Thanks for listening.